Most people are going to be wrong about most things. To progress in life, you must use that which is inexhaustible within you, on top of all the wisdom that you can inherit from life-changing books that do produce real and positive results. And you will have to walk your path and authentically, because ultimately, that is where your truth and achievement lies. Everyone, from parents, teachers, doctors, guidance counselors, onward to politicians and prime ministers and presidents, will be confidently wrong about a lot of things. In my programming, I've long abandoned languages that most programmers encourage to today. They aren't wrong because I chose a different path, but because their paths won't travel as far as mine. They'll confidently spend ages reinventing frameworks and technologies already abundant in a more popular and effective language. In my recent argument about bodybuilding, I had no fear of losing because I also traveled what I said. I can see thousands of little eddies of complexity and an easy on-ramp, a narrowing path from jogging onwards to bodybuilding. Hopefully, without sounding stuffy, I drew analogies to music, to adventure, away from synthetic either-or models towards the human condition. A workout is not just about fitness, but the well-being of the mind. Otherwise, there will be no returning to the gym. And besides, there is not enough life or time in the universe even to execute mindless routines like some terrible punch card computer. We are works of art, not machine-like automatons. As much as doctors would like to convince you that all you are is dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and endorphins, that modern MRI can image your answers before you get at them, or as per my recent argument, that it's either anabolic or catabolic, you are more, with passions and curiosities, and also infinitely unique and irreplaceable. Given that it is even possible to bodybuild the textbook way without a crooked doctor, in general, synthetic advice is always wrong because scientific models require rehydration. They must be put back into real life. A student quoting a textbook thinking that it's an easy way to win an argument is merely good entertainment that ultimately has little bearing on reality as it may not produce functional results. You do get thicker skin as you age and as you gain more experience, as you learn how impossible the synthetic models become, how they push people away from their goals or trap them in poverty or away from what moves them. Standardized education, for example, can't work. Only curiosity-driven personalized education will. You have to be in the area that moves you, that drives you. The aim of a human being is not to be a worker that powers an economy, but to grow all the way up and become a great being. We are human beings second, creatures of the stars first. Greatness is the thing that changes lives for better, and small-mindedness just makes life more miserable and meaningless. And we fall into loops and traps, on larger scale that can mean war, on a personal scale, failure to become fit, and giving up 40 years of life due to obesity and overwork, and just dumb advice dished out straight from a textbook. Helping people to health is a sacred thing that must be protected. Functional inspiration, not merely mechanics, make the difference between successfully transforming one's body and failing and never trying again. While there are no perfect books, as I imagine they would have to go on forever, if you read or listen to enough of them, and make room for them by taking to months-long adventures, you will begin inheriting the wisdom that fits you from countless many lives of thinkers and dreamers. That will take you far, indeed. But ultimately, and you know it, you got to go up into the arena. That is right. You will need to walk your own path along with your own triumphs and failures. But you also have to choose wisely which path is yours. Before I let Mr. Roosevelt close again, I want to repeat that most people you meet will not give you correct advice because they have not lived through most things. Listen carefully. Consider what wisdom there may be. But follow your own curiosity and passion because what calls to you is the strongest force there is. And it will support you when all else has given or became lost. What is in you will help you survive muddy trenches, homelessness, and great tragedy. And fitness or ultramarathons, even if you start way in the minus as a gorgeous fatty. You will need the power of your personal curiosity and the passion within you, not textbooks, not easy sound bites. Because you will need to do the walking, and that will take more than what you have. It will take those things in you that never run out, that keep on giving, to make all the difference. Like Theodore Roosevelt said, it is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spent himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.